Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Lives, a message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, we do our best in the Lord Jesus and answer for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call in to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you who don't like giving your prayer requests over the air, or giving your comments over the air, contact me, NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And I will get back to you as well. Amen. So without further ado, for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know this is Saturday, especially here in the United States. And you know this means the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee around this 7 p.m. time here. So as we await for our brother to come on to head this broadcast out, I would like to thank God for those of you who are listening here in the United States and Canada, Japan, welcome. Welcome to those of you in the Netherlands and the United Kingdom, Uganda, haven't forgot about you, welcome. And to every country that I have not named that's listening to this broadcast, I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. It's truly indeed a blessing to be able to distribute the word of the Lord to you guys today, to let you know of the work that the Lord is doing in these last days, to let you know that our Lord does speak a modern day word. And though you may have heard others to say that the Lord has done all the speaking that he's going to do way back in what many say the Bible days, even though I say we still living in the Bible days. But our Lord wants you to know that he has been sending a modern-day word called the Midnight Cry through his angel, the Elijah, according to the scriptures in the Bible, in Matthew 17, Malachi chapter 3 and chapter 4, Acts chapter 3, Deuteronomy chapter 18. And he has been sending his angel with a word from heaven. And this very word is going to draw the faithful in Christendom to the Lord. Everyone in Christendom are not faithful. Hallelujah. Our God is a specific God, and he can speak specifically. And through his word, he has let us know that the faithful in Christendom is going to flow together as one. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, this is the work that he's doing in these last days. For some of you out there who really love the Lord, born of the water and of the Spirit, have been grieved in your hearts about what you've been seeing about Christianity. You have been seeing the separation, divisions among the people of God. You have seen the wars between one another. And you're wondering, Lord, do you see? Are you going to do anything? Well, your answer has come. Yes, he is. He is gathering his people together. And though many of us in the body of Christ have preached about the second coming of Christ, which is true, and we have preached that he's coming back for the bride, that is true, we have not preached to the people the process that the bride must go through to become the bride. Remember in Ephesians 5, he says that he washes the church with his word, that he may present it a glorious church without wrinkle, spot, or blemish. Right now, I know many of us are teaching rapture and saying any day the Lord is going to come and get us. But guess what, people? We're not representing that glorious church without wrinkle, spot, or blemish yet. So why are we telling people that any day we can be gone and the Lord is coming back for his church any day. People, he's coming back for a glorious church, not just an any kind of church. He's coming back for a church without wrinkle, spot, or blemish. That's what he's coming back for, people. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Now I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Oh, God bless you, brother. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Oh, yes. It's a joyful blessing to communicate and again and fellowship and share the wonderful things about the Creator and the Maker and our Redeemer. So we say, rejoice ye people, and all ye that are wonder of his love of Christ. And as we meet together again, I from the Windy City, Chicago, Brother Nate from the, warm, windy, or whatever city, or Durant, Mississippi. maybe snowing there, I don't know. Who can tell about the change of the weather and environment? Might be snowing in the summertime. So we're going to, one day we'll soon we'll see that it'll be snowing in the summer season. But anyway, we're glad today to have this opportunity to exalt the gospel of Christ and share with people hope who are in hopelessness. And so we celebrate another day God has given us through Christ, our Messiah, and we celebrate life and celebrate him. And we share the good news that every person needs to hear during this time of great sorrow and grief and chaos in the earth. I was thinking, what were you saying there, brother, before you interrupt you?
Well, I was just letting them know that the Lord Jesus has spoken his modern-day word today, brother. And you know, he said that this modern-day word, the midnight cry, is to draw all the faithful in Christendom. And everybody in Christendom ain't faithful. So our God is specific. And he tells us who he's going to draw. And see, brother, I noticed that, you know, among the body of Christ, we all preach that Christ is going to return. That's true. And we preach that he's coming back for the bride. That's true. But we don't preach the process the bride must go through to become the bride. Because he said he's coming back for a glorious church without wrinkle, spot, or blemish. And we're telling people that any day we can be gone, we're not representing that glorious church without wrinkle, spot, or blemish yet. So that's what kind of church he's coming back for. Okay. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Quite true. You know, when a woman and a man get in the process of coming to become a wife and husband, there's a process of the bride preparation, getting ready to go and to stand and submit and covenant with a man, a woman with a man. And that's the only marriage that God recognized. I have to say that, so a lot of people don't understand that. God only recognized one marriage that he formed between a man and a woman. So I don't want anybody to be confused that God legitimized a lot of things that's going in the earth now. So when a wife, a woman biologically and physically and mentally, born as a female and a man, a male, come together to marriage, the woman has to go through a process of looking all her best. And if she is white, usually white means she's a virgin or something like that. We don't have too many virgins in our generations. when they get married, Brother Nate.
Amen.
In the Hebrew culture, when they're married, there was a thing about the woman being a virgin. And in most cases, if she was found not to be a virgin, that was a devastating thing where you could put her away. And possibility that she could be stoned. So we don't have too much virgin women, as they say. But the Church of Jesus Christ is styled as a virgin to be married to Christ. And Paul talks about the church being styled as a virgin, just the same way as Mary was a virgin giving birth to Christ. So the Church of Jesus Christ is styled as a woman in Revelation 12, as a virgin who espoused to marry Christ that is coming. But she has to be all fit and ready and made ready, just like you said, process of going to the marriage supper, the wedding. So that's quite true. There's a purification in some cultures before, in the Hebrew, especially in other cultures, the woman had to go through a really purifying cleansing before she get married. I remember in Esther, I think she was getting ready to marry, and she had to go through all this purification before presenting to the king to be married, to become a part of his, I guess, many cases, his wives. But Esther was, and the king, excuse me, she had to go through a long process of purification. And so the body of Christ must go through a refining and purification to meet the king. That's probably partially correct, brother.
Oh, you're right about that, brother. 100%.
So there's a refining and purifying, a cleansing, sanctifying of ourselves and our lives through Christ in the blood and this gospel to be ready to be the bride of Christ. Now, being called to the marriage supper, but there were some people in the Bible said they were called, but when they got there, they didn't have the garment on, brother. So they were not invited into the supper. So something amiss. So we want to make sure we got the garment on, the wedding garment, because we don't want to be refused. Now, you know, it's a wonderful thing, the day to give glory to God. You know, the Lord Jesus, when he came into the earth as a man, as the Son of Man, and as a Lamb of God, he says, the statement is made that God, the Father, anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing all good, healing all that was sick and oppressed of the devil, cast out demons, raised the dead, opened the blind eyes, and gave renewed hope. And he went everywhere doing good to restore. Now, the mission of the Lord, because Adam, the first man, placed with dominion to rule in the earth, did a horrible thing and transgressed and committed high treason and rebelled. And we often say, we hear people say, God is good. And that's really true. God is really good. And that's true. But they leave out some important things that go along with that God is good, his character and nature. They leave out a lot of things that need to be added to that. He's more than good and greater than good and other things that make up his character. So God is good. And so Jesus came into the earth to do the very good thing, to redeem us from the curse of Adam and the curse of the law. So Adam's sin brought all the chaos and the suffering in the world. A lot of people are wondering why the Lord permit all these things that happen in earth. Why is he allowing this? Why is he permitting this? It's like they blame God for all the chaos, sin, iniquity. And hey, why is he permitting this? Why is he allowing this? Why is he standing by? Well, they forget something. when the Lord God made the first man and placed him in the Garden of Eden and gave him authority in the earth and rule and dominion and to subdue, he gave man charge and dominion. And so he also gave him a power of choice to choose with the dominion. When Satan came into Garden and deceived, and Adam committed treason and rebelled, he gave dominion over to the devil. So people wonder, why are the evil in the world? Because Adam, the first man, gave dominion to the devil when he obeyed the devil. So dominion changed from one hand to another over to Satan. So the devil is called in 2 Corinthians 4 the god of this world, or the god of the rule of nations and governments and things. He's the ruler. God is not in charge of all these nations. A lot of people want to say God is in charge of everything. No, that's not true. That's not scripture either. If the Creator was in charge, there would be no evil, there would be no iniquity, there would be no sorrow, no grief. If he was in charge of the rulership of nations and governments and lives, he's not in charge. And people, oh, God is in charge of everything. I hear that so much, I know they mean well. And they're good spoken, but it's not scriptural and it's not accurate. Satan got rule and dominion over the earth, and sin, iniquity, and darkness came into the earth. Sorrow and grief, agony, sickness, and death. That was the result of rebellion against the Most High. And so Satan became the god, or the ruler over man and over the nation. So Jesus came into the earth to reverse the evil and the sin, and to redeem us from the curse, out of the devil's kingdom, out of darkness and sin, into the marvelous light of being reconciled back to the Father. That's why Jesus come preaching the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of the world was not the kingdom of God anymore. Christ was not the kingdom. It was the kingdom of evil, flesh, and sin, as Satan was occupying and still occupies over many nations and rule over many nations and many lives. That's why the gospel is preached. If God was in charge of all the nations, why would they need to be redeemed? Why would they need to be saved? What are they being saved from? And from what kingdom? If Jesus was in, God is in charge of everything, everybody, no, he's not. He will be in charge and rule. When the kingdom of God fills the earth, then Christ will rule. And Christ will rule over the earth and over all men. That's the only time Christ is not ruling over the nations. Christ is not ruling over the hearts of everybody. There's millions of people he's not ruling over. There's nations he's not in charge of ruling over. And so people say, God is good. Oh, that's true. But they forget about the fall of man and why all this evil is not God's permission. It's man's permission that allowed it. It's rebellion and sin caused it. And so the people said, why is God permitting? Why did he let the Jews, 86 million Jews, his chosen people, why he permitted? Well, why did he permit the millions of Christians and Jews, many Christians, just as many almost Stalin and Russia as almost as Nazi Germany? Many Christians were slain and Jews in Stalin rule. And in Nazi, why did God permit? Why did the Lord permit? Why did he allow Adam to have the freedom to choose? Now the nations are under the rule of Satan and sin and darkness, and the gospel calls us out of the kingdom of darkness. The gospel gives us news. Christ came to redeem, deliver, come out, and be reconciled, be redeemed. So, why did the Lord permit the evil and the atrocities and famine? Because man's rebellion and sin is the result of reaping that. Because he has the freedom of choice. Gave him the freedom of choice to have dominion. So he rebelled and caused all this iniquity, and mankind is still causing all this iniquity. And that's why Satan has power and rulership until we come out of the devil's kingdom into the kingdom of Christ. I think that's partially correct, brother. What do you think?
Yes, sir. I agree with you. Got to lay down the truth, brother. Got to lay it down. I think
so. God is good. Yeah.
I think that some of us as believers are hiding that, brother.
Why is the evil plummeting the earth? Why is the wicked one? Why is the demonic power and chaos, confusion, and famine? Because man's rebellion for nature that he inherited through the fall of Adam, and Adam opened the door. He made a decision. He made his own decision because the Lord gave him the right, as made in the image and the likeness of God, he gave him the right to choose life or death. Adam chose, made the wrong choice, and all the Adams that are living in the earth are still making a choice. After you hear the gospel, you can no longer be the Adam's child. You have to become Christ's child. Now, Jesus came into the earth because it is the will of the Father that we be healed, healthy, whole, well. So when Jesus attacked the enemy of sickness, disease, and sin, and delivered people from it, because that was the power of the result of sin and rebellion that Satan caused to come into the earth. And Jesus came to turn it about, to counteract, to cancel it out, and said, now I come into the earth, and I'm going to meet. And Jesus said he was anointed by the Holy Ghost and with power. The Father anointed him, and he went about doing good to rectify, to reconcile, to deliver all that would hear him. He is the Redeemer. And he came to make us whole because you notice he healed and restored and made whole and delivered all that came to him. Healing and wholeness is the will of God. Wellness and well-being is the will of the Father. It is his desire. That's his desire. If we hearken to his voice and his son. That's why nobody in the earth can find any other way or solution. The voice came, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Hear he him. Hear he him. No other voice. No other answer. No other solution. No other deliverance. No other remedy, no redemption. The kingdom of Christ. Repent. All the voices of John the Baptist and Jesus came. Repent. Why? Because the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, Satan's been ruling almost 6,000 years. He's been had his way to a certain degree. And he's been causing all this mayhem and sorrow and grief. And he's taken over lives, millions of souls, billions. But Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, is sent to counteract. Oh, thanks be to God. He is good. God got a good answer. People say God is good, but they don't want his answer. They say God is good, but they don't want his nature. They don't want his life. They don't want his change. They don't want his transformation. They don't want to be brought out of darkness, out of sin, into the mouth of life. They say he's good, but they don't want his goodness. Brother, I don't think they want his goodness. They just want what they want.
Amen.
Just give me more cheese. Give me more cheese, Lord. That's all I want. Give me what I want. you and I, okay. But I don't think that people know that all was born in Adam are cut off from the presence of God and out of eternal life. Now, let's go and read something. The Lord want all, when he came into the earth, he revealed the will of the Father, and he, one thing he did, is that God, the Father, the Creator, the eternal Yahweh, sent his son to destroy the works of the devil and loose the captive and open the prison doors, Isaiah 61, to set free. And he went about preaching the gospel of kingdom, and he healed all and made whole and restored and made them well and whole and complete. And he cast out sickness, disease, devils, demons, curses. He even raised the dead and restored to life again. And he's going to do a lot of that very soon in the earth. That's coming back worldwide. Hallelujah. That same thing that Jesus did, his body of Christ, is getting ready to be truly anointed in every area. Some areas have been happening in the world. A few areas is happening, but it's going to happen. And hospitals are going to be empty. Psychiatrists are going to be empty. Some funeral homes are going to be empty. Brother, you're going to empty some funeral homes.
Amen.
They're going to want to go to the grave. Somebody's going to walk in there and say, declare life. It's coming. It's coming. Elijah, in his day, when they thought it was over with, the woman called for Elijah. Elijah breathed on the son and said, come to life again. That's what Elijah means. That's what the Elijah message means. It don't mean just join the church and be baptized. No, it's about restoring back that which we lost. Okay. I'm going to read something in the 17th chapter of Isaiah, and people are wondering something about the goodness of God, goodness of Jesus. Why permit, why allow all this stuff? He's bound by his word. He gave dominion to man. They made a choice. In Isaiah 17, verse 7, at that day shall a man look to his maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. Well, let's see. Are they going to have respect for the Holy One of Israel? We're going to see. Oh, at that day, we're in that day, shall a man look to his maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. That's Jesus. And he shall not look to the altar, to the works of his hand, neither shall respect that which his fingers has made, neither the grove of the images. In that day, verse 9, shall his strong cities be as a forsaken bough and an uppermost branch, which they left because of the children of Israel. There should be desolation, because thou hast forgotten the God of thy salvation and hast not been mindful of the rock of thy strength. Therefore shall thou plant pleasant plants, and it shall set it with strange cliffs. In the day that thou shalt make thy plants to grow, and in the morning shall thou make thy seed to flourish, but the harvest shall be heaped in the day of grief, of desperate sorrow. Woe to the multitude of many people. Now, this scripture does not apply just only to Israel in that day. It is now, it applies to America. Now, this is what's going to, and it's happening to America. And they're wondering, why is this, all this sorrow heaped upon America, especially America, and around the world? They have forgotten, read that again, 17th chapter of Isaiah. Because, verse 10, thou hast forgotten the God of thy salvation, of the Maker, and has not been mindful of the rock of thy strength, therefore shall thou plant pleasant plants. See, this is why all the curses and all the famine and all the sorrows in earth, because they have forgotten their Maker and their Lord and turned their back on him. America remember going down the hill in the 1960s, late 60s, she started going down the hill fulfilling this scripture. Well, let's see. What did America do? We're going to go in the 18th chapter of Isaiah. Woe to the land shattering with wings, which is beyond the river of Ethiopia. Now, this is talking about North America. That's why we're called the Eagle Nation. And our signal on America is the eagle with her wing. And so, looking from Jerusalem down to this day, Isaiah sees America far away on the north, on the other side of the continent, and he said, woe to the land shattering with wings, which is beyond the river of Ethiopia. Now, America was the most beautiful and lovely and greatest nation, the most blessed nation on the earth until this particular day. They have forgotten. They have turned their back. And now she's saying, woe. Woe unto America. And we've seen all these woes, and we're wondering why. Well, Isaiah goes on to explain it further. But let's look over here in the 20th chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah, the prophet, is told by the Most High God, because of Israel's doings, to walk naked for 3 years. So the prophet Isaiah, now, if you had been in Isaiah's day, and God told you to pull off your clothes and show your buttocks for 3 years, you had to kind of watch that, because if you do that in this day, you got to really know the living God. You got to know the real God, the real living God. And he told the prophets, walk naked, show your buttocks, before they pull off your shoes. And he told Isaiah in the 20th chapter, for 3 years you will do this. And the Lord explained to him, Isaiah, why he was doing it. So you read the 20th chapter, that the Lord said in verse 3, as my servant Isaiah had walked naked and barefooted 3 years for a sign and a wonder upon Egypt and Ethiopia. Now, I want you to understand this. There's two parts to it. The Africans, which are Egypt and Ethiopia, were brought here and chained with their buttocks showing and sold on the block. And there's a reason why God permitted this. I'm not going to explain all of it. Why did he permit Ethiopia and Egypt, meaning the Afro America, in chain with their buttocks showing? And they were brought naked with their buttocks and naked, and they brought to this land, hollow in chains. Now, I'm not going to explain all why the Lord permits certain things, why he allowed certain things, which is beyond our comprehension unless we seek his face and his word is revealed to us. Then we understand wisdom, why certain things occur, why he permits certain things to occur. Why were we brought here? The Africans, Egypt and Ethiopia, were brought here to America in shame with their buttocks, just as Isaiah walked for 3 years naked with his buttocks to the shame of Israel. Now, time to try to explain this, why the Lord permits or allows or suffers some things to be. He's always just. First thing you got to know, the Lord is always just. He's always just and good and righteous in all of his acts that he permits. Now, people say, why did he allow 6 million Jews to die and millions of Christians die under Stalin, or the storm to destroy Puerto Rico, or the volcano happened over here, or the famine hit and killed millions in the 1900s, all the disease that hit in the 1900s and killed millions of people. Well, this is not the perfect will of God. It is because of man has forgotten and broken his maker's law and turned his back. And to create it his own God and his own way. Now, in Isaiah 50, Isaiah walks naked. Now, America starts descending in the 1960s, brother. What do the 3 years represent? Well, let's go see what did America do that caused her descent. First thing, to the Supreme Court, this woman went and took prayer and Bible out of the school, took Jesus out of the school, took Jesus out of the public place, recognition. The second thing, they brought in what? Abortion, killing the unborn. The other thing, make up the three things that America walked naked in, is that her government approved abortion and homosexual marriage. So now the government cast Jesus out of the school, of the education system, killing the unseen, unborn babies, law, government approved, same sex, disrespecting, disregarding, forgetting her maker, and turning her back. And for these three things, Isaiah is walking 3 years naked. America started getting naked with these three things. Now she's going to over two things now. Notice that racism and drugs has continued to escalate with great violence, turn their back, and put shame when they naked before God, when they decided by their government approval to put the Lord Jesus out of their education, not to acknowledge him anymore as the leading God and the Redeemer over America. They put him out by the law. They also brought in the abomination of the Babylon and the Sodomites to kill the babies on the altar, which is offering up a lust. All of these babies, some of them were committed in lust, so the lust conceived a life. So now the life must be destroyed because it's inconvenient. So now they're doing what Jezebel did. They're making fetuses. They're making makeup and using the fetuses for all kind of things, killing the babies, over 70 million of them. And these babies who are crying out because they have been martyred because they are inconvenienced. Walking naked. These are the three things that America could start walking naked in. So here we are wondering why all this aftermath of judgment is in the air. Consequences. Reaping caused judgment. And America is in walking naked and shame. Now, still good and just, but he's also a just judge. I said he sit on the seat of just judgment. If you sow, you reap. When Adam sinned, he had to reap, and the whole world reaped. And Jesus came into reverse the climactic evil that Satan now the ruler of the earth. Jesus said, I'm coming to rule. I'm coming to reign with my bride made ready. Hallelujah. I said, I'm coming to reign and rule. I'm taking over the government. My kingdom is coming to rule and to reign. You had your 6 days, devil, but I'm coming at the seventh day to take my reign and my rule. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to see a reversal in the next 3 years of what the Lord is going to do mightily beyond any imagination, how he is going to move in the earth miraculous like he did Elijah, who stood against Ahab and Jezebel. And so there is going to be a spirit and power of Elijah coming. It's a spirit to restore, to contradict the Ahab Jezebel, which is the Antichrist and anti-false prophet and the Babylon spirit that's taken over America. Jesus is about to show his hand now. He's about to stretch forth his hand, brother. It's mighty. Hallelujah. He's about to show his arm, make it bare in the eyes of the nations of the earth. They ain't going to know that Isaiah said, turn to their altars in the 17th chapter, their altars, their gods they created, whatever they put their trust in, money, wealth, things, whatever object that we're putting our love and trust in, and our achievement, they're building their hope on Wall Street, and building on this and building up on this. All this vanity is coming down, because the Lord, in the midst of it, going to walk in the midst of his judgment, but he's going to redeem with mighty power and mighty deliverance and mighty move of the Holy Ghost that is going to be like never seen before. And Satan knows his time is short, and he's doing all that he can, and he's walking in the earth and carving this. But the Lord Jesus is about to raise up a mighty army of people. I said he's getting ready to raise up a mighty army like Joshua and Caleb. A mighty new day, a new day of time, the devil is going to be put to an open shame. And the people that he's raising up is going to be like Elijah in that day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that time that we're entering now is so very near. So we have to hold on to the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of old that's coming back with a mighty rushing wind, but triple. Like the 3 years, it's going to be triple. Hallelujah. It's going to be not only double, but triple. So let's look ready and make ready. That's why the Elijah is calling to restore all things. What need to be restored? What's the restitution about? Why did Elijah, the spirit and the mantle of Elijah, must come in this day? What did Jesus say? What did Jesus himself say in Matthew? Except Elijah come and restore. What is he coming to cause to happen? Elijah must restore his message, and he's coming with a message to restore. Before Jesus can the bride can be ready to triumph, Elijah must come get this bride ready, this army ready. Hallelujah. What is for real anyway? That's why Jesus said, unless Elijah come, I cannot return back to the earth, because Elijah must restore. He must do the raise up a people to furnish me a bride and a warrior to tramp the enemy down, to cause the kingdom of God to roll forth, a mighty army and a bride made ready for the Christ rule. He's coming, but a people must be made ready and must tread down the enemy on the soles of their feet. This army is being called out now. The spirit of Elijah, a revelation, is going around the world to certain people that Elijah, the time of the restoration and deliverance, hallelujah, it's coming. Coming, who shall be prepared? Who shall hear this preparation, refining message of Elijah, who must come restore and bring the restitution of all things? Now, God is good. Yahweh, the maker, is good. Because we have forgotten America. Isaiah had to walk 3 years naked and barefooted to the shame of Israel. America, has three acts, has walked, become naked and shamed before the living God, removing our Lord Jesus and not acknowledging him, take him out of the schools, the public place, taking him out of education, and then got the nerve to say abortion, the government approved abortion. Now, that's like Jezebel and Ahab putting their approval on the babies they put on the altar to their God. But what they're doing, bring their babies up to the God of Moloch and lust and calling it a woman's rights. But great abomination spirit of a Babylon and Jezebel has invaded our nation. And God is saying, you have forgotten your maker. Hallelujah, you've forgotten who created you, whose law you are now disrespecting the living God. America, we have to have a restoration revival, an awakening. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be saved, if this nation is going to be delivered, glory, 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 glory. Lord, send, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, send the Elijah restoration, awakening, revival, and a move of the Holy Ghost. Without it, without it, Lord, without it, we need the Azusa Street, the Wales revival, the Cane Ridge revival, the Indonesian revival put together to deliver us from this awful state that we're in.
Yes, therefore, Lord Jesus.
Send the rains of heaven.
Send the latter rain.
The modern rain, the latter rain.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
To take us out of our shame.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Of our disrespect and disregard.
Thank
that
you,
we turn
thank
our
you,
face
Jesus.
Away from the Maker, the true God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
oh,
Lord
blessed
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Send deliverance to Zion. Let Elijah come in the spirit of restoration and power with refining to awaken Israel and all the world and get
yes,
a bride.
Jesus,
we need you.
Yes,
we need
Lord
your restoration
Jesus.
That you promised. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We need your mighty awakening, Lord. We
yes,
need
Lord.
Mentions of the atonement and the blood and the resurrection of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
From your
Jesus.
Eyes, we turn our eyes up on thee for our nation, for America.
Yes, Lord.
We turn
Jesus.
Our attentions up on you. O Lamb of God, we have shamed
yes,
you.
Lord.
We have disrespected you. We turn
yes,
to idolatry
Lord.
And greed and wickedness and to Babylonian curses. Help us
yes,
to
Lord.
Revive and be delivered
yes,
in this hour.
Lord Jesus.
Turn
yes,
our eyes away from the idolatry of greed and wickedness
yes,
and
Lord
self-righteousness
Jesus.
And self-pleasure. Deliver
yes,
us, O Lord. Cause
yes,
the
Lord.
Rising to come as it was in Elijah's day. Send
yes,
the rain.
Lord.
Send the rain.
Yes,
send the
Lord
rain.
Jesus. Thank
send the
you,
Holy.
Jesus.
Send the rain.
Yes,
send the
Lord
rain,
Jesus.
Torch.
Yes,
send
Lord
it again.
Jesus.
Do
yes,
it again.
Lord Jesus.
Call
yes,
it to come
Lord.
Again. Forget not your
yes,
promise.
Lord.
Let it come like showers
yes,
and then come
Lord
like
Jesus.
Bushes of rain.
Yes,
oh,
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Give us
yes,
a hunger
Lord.
And the thirst after thee.
Yes,
give us a
Lord
sour
Jesus.
To thee to the heavens.
Yes, Lord.
And forth with rain of heaven, the glory of God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let the kingdom
thank
come.
Jesus.
Your will be
yes,
done
Lord.
On earth.
Yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
We beseech you. According
yes,
to
Lord.
Your promise, according
yes,
to your
Lord
good
Jesus.
Promises, according
yes,
to
Lord.
Your word that you made
yes,
with us,
Lord Jesus.
That which the former reign, the faith
yes,
that
Lord.
Was once delivered to the saints of old, come again.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
let
Lord.
Let the Pentecost be double and triple. Let
yes,
that Pentecost
Lord.
Be double and triple. Let it
yes,
come again.
Lord Jesus.
Let it come again.
Yes, Lord
let
Jesus.
Let it come again. Hallelujah.
Yes,
let it
Lord
come
Jesus.
Again. Lord
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
Let it come again. We open
yes,
our hearts
Jesus.
And our faith.
Yes,
we're calling
Lord.
For it again.
Yes,
Jesus,
Lord Jesus.
Let you send it. You will not forget your promise to Israel and to your people. Let the redeemer
yes,
of the Lord say so. Jesus,
yes,
you are
Lord.
The rock wherein we should drink from and the rock
yes,
where we
Lord.
Should stand from. Oh,
yes,
Lamb
Lord.
Of God. Rebuild Zion.
Yes,
reestablish. Revivid again.
Yes,
rebuild
Lord.
The
yes,
church
Lord.
Of Christ. Reestablish
yes,
anew.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the
name
of Jesus.
The Lord Jesus.
In the name
waken
of Jesus.
Us. Wake
thank
us.
You, thank you, Jesus.
Stir
thank
us.
You, Jesus.
Lift us.
Yes,
heal
Lord.
Us.
Yes,
bring us
Lord.
Before your face. Help
yes,
Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Help Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Help Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
help
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus. Yes,
help Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord
help
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
help
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Help Lord Jesus.
Yes,
let the
Lord.
Elijah message and the message of the people come alive
yes,
in
Lord.
Our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
The Elijah
yes,
anointing
Lord.
And battle.
Thank
restore,
you,
revive, and awaken.
Hallelujah.
Heal and
hallelujah.
Deliver. cleanse and wash.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Do a
miracle
and sign after the days of Elijah
Lord.
And Elisha.
Yes,
Lord
Jesus.
No man can hinder
yes,
you.
Lord.
No man can hinder you but our unbelief.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver us from our unbelief in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
Showers.
Yes, Lord
come.
Jesus.
Let
yes, Lord
come.
Jesus.
Let the rains of heaven
yes, Lord.
Come again in the earth.
Yes, Lord
shower
Jesus.
The rain.
Yes,
shower
Lord.
The rain.
Yes, Lord.
And the rain. America,
yes,
our nation,
Lord.
Connected
yes,
before
Lord
you. Their buttock is showing their shame. Deliver us from our shame.
Yes,
in the name
Lord
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we'll give you the glory.
Yes, Lord
we'll
Jesus.
Give you the glory.
Yes, Lord
rain
Jesus.
Rain of people who stand in the gap and fast and pray until the rain comes.
Yes,
the
Lord.
The people cry
yes,
out
Lord.
Mighty to the rain
yes,
of heaven.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Wash
hallelujah.
And cleanse again. Send the
yes,
anointing
Lord
and
Jesus.
Power. Send the anointing as it was Elijah to restore.
Yes, Lord.
The
yes, Lord.
Power. Let the Elijah message be heard. Let there be a people that rise
yes,
up.
Lord.
Let there be a rebuilding and a reestablishing
yes,
and a renewing.
Yes,
hallelujah. Let it come.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Jesus. Thank
oh,
you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank,
thank
you,
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Let the blood in their
thank
soul
you,
become a reviving
yes,
and
Lord.
The resurrection
yes,
of
Lord.
The power. We
yes,
exalt the blood and your sacrifice. We
yes,
exalt
Lord.
Your wounds and your sorrows for us.
Yes, Lord.
You
yes,
redeem
Lord.
Us to bring us again to that bog of faith. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Lord
you, Jesus,
Jesus. For your great
thank
love
you,
and patience.
Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
Your love and your patience.
Thank
you for your great
Jesus.
Love and patience. Thank you for
yes,
your love
Lord.
And your great passion. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Mighty name. Lord,
Jesus name.
Revive in Ethiopia. Let
yes,
the rain
Lord Jesus.
Hit that people in Ethiopia.
Yes,
let
Lord
the pain
Jesus. Yes,
in
Lord.
Egypt, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
let
Lord
the rain
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
In Somalia, Lord. Let the rain
yes, Lord Jesus.
In East and Katale in Kenya, Lord. Let the
yes,
rain
Lord.
In West Africa. Let the rain
yes,
continue
Lord.
In underground church in China, Lord, let the rain.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
let
Lord.
The rain move among that people, Chinese. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And we'll
Jesus.
Praise you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Do wonders in South Korea,
oh,
Lord,
Jesus.
In Prayer Mountain.
Yes, Lord.
Let it bring forth to all of Korea in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank
no
you,
weapon
Jesus.
Of the devil, nor demon, nor witch, nor warlock, nor storm. Nor plague, nor
yes,
sickness,
Lord.
Nor disease shall not come. When we get under this rain, it shall not come
yes,
nigh
Lord.
Us.
Yes,
thank
Lord
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus.
There be no weapon
thank
formed against us shall not succeed,
yes,
not
Lord.
Prosper.
Yes, Lord, yes,
no
Lord.
No plague, no sickness, no disease, no virus, no
yes,
curse of the enemy, no witchcraft.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing shall be able to withstand
yes,
the might.
Lord.
Mantle and anointing of Elijah that's coming. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We're grateful to the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We're grateful to the Lord Jesus that this is a month we the next 3 years, from 2020 to 2023, America walked in shame and nakedness. Isaiah the prophet walked 3 years with his buttocks naked without shoes before Israel's shame. The next 3 years, combination of great, great miracle change among the remnant of faith and hope. But the
thank
nation's going to shake like never
thank
before.
You. Man,
I mean,
thank you,
shake.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
But the great and mighty move of the winds of the Holy Spirit
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Elijah Mary is coming.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let us make ready and seek that.
Yes,
and say,
Lord Jesus.
Send it again.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
All right, we got, 3 minutes left? Is that you, Sister
Stella?
Sister Stella?
Yes, Sister Stella. Glad to hear your voice today.
Amen.
May God add to you and bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's come in a people.
Thank you, Jesus.
That no weapon formed against them shall not
prosper. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. A people with a dedication and commitment that no plague, no sickness, not even in some places, not even weapons,
Lord.
Rise. This is a new people that's on the rise.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is a new people that is about to rise.
Amen.
And prepare our hearts to be that new people.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you,
By the way, the messenger of the Lord says, the Lord would turn to his select ones to bring about his wise purpose. Message 98.
Amen.
Well, let's be among that select people who he's turned to bring about his wise purpose.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's be that wise people in message 44. When the Lord said, turn to his little ones to bring about his wise purpose, let's be among that little one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord knows the timing, and the time is now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. The time is now. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, everyone out there, a listener to this day, the Lord Jesus has a special calling from all the nations out of Israel and every nation, a calling and gathering of a people who will be the mighty army of Christ.
So, as you
stand tonight, say, Lord, I want to be among the people, that great and mighty army that you're calling for to tread down the enemy. And you can, right where you are, turn your eyes upon him.
Amen.
And turn your attention and desire to him. And say, Here I am, Lord Jesus. Make yourself known to me.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, Brother Nate, you have your 2 minutes left.
Amen. Well, we thank God for another blessed broadcast and the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those who are listening. Don't forget, tomorrow night, brother will be back to hit it off once again at 7 o'clock. Look for the time then. So once again, we thank God for all you listening. As for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate with Sister Dickens. We love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name.
God bless.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.
God bless. God bless.